Okay, first of all, I would like to thank the the conference organizer for inviting me. Actually, this is not an invited talk, so I would like to thank the organizer for giving me the opportunity of this talk. I'm going to talk about a very fundamental problem of theory of stellar pulsations. And my problem is mode classification. So let me explain what is mode classification first. It is a problem to define the radial order of each eigenmode. So this problem is particularly important when we discuss the evolution of eigenmodes. For example, we might want to ask which eigenmode of a main sequence star model will evolve into a particular eigenmode of a red giant star model. To answer that question, mode classification is very useful. That is one motivation of this study. And there's another motivation, which is related to mode identification problem, which is the problem to determine NLM, which is radial order, spherical degree, and azimuthal order of observed modes. So the mode identification is related to observation, whereas mode classification is a purely theoretical problem. And these two mode problems are related to each other as follows. The problem of mode identification of N is meaningless if we do not have a proper answer to the problem of mode classification. So this is another motivation of this study. Anyway, let me summarize our current understanding of mode classification. I would like to confine myself to the simplest case, which means adiabatic oscillations of spherically symmetric stars. And in the case of radial modes and dipole modes, the problem have been solved. For radial modes, the problem is essentially a Sturm-Liouville problem. So it was solved very long time ago. But in the case of dipole modes, the problem has been solved very recently. But still, we have a problem for higher degree modes, which means L equals zero or higher. Here is a remark. If we assume the Cowling approximation, which means neglect of the perturbation to the gravitational field, then the problem is solved. But if we throw away that approximation, we still have a problem. So the point of my study is found at this point. And before explaining the basic idea of the mode classification, I would like to remind you some fundamental point of the problem. That is, the equations of linear adiabatic stellar oscillations form a fourth order system of ordinary differential equations for each spherical degree. And here, the squared frequency is a parameter. And we set two boundary conditions at the surface and the other two boundary conditions at the center. So one way to solve this problem is by shooting method, in which we construct two linearly independent solutions that satisfy the central boundary conditions, which we describe here by YC1 and YC2. Similarly, we can construct two linearly independent solutions that satisfy surface boundary conditions, which are represented by YS1 and YS2. And if we integrate these solutions, two from the surface and the other two from the center, to a fitting point in the middle. And then we can construct a matrix, which is composed of four solutions, which is described by these equations. And the determinant of this matrix is regarded as a discriminant of eigenmodes, because, well, the eigenvalues of the problem are identified as the root of this discriminant function. Okay, and it is this D which plays a central role in the model classification. Next, I would like to explain a key idea of model classification. Actually, I learned this idea from a geophysics paper, Uthaus, 1988. The point is to consider a two-dimensional plane, d omega squared d. Here, d omega squared is the derivative of d with respect to omega squared. And for each value of omega squared, we can plot a point on this plane. And an eigenmode is found every time the point comes on the abscissa axis. And if we think carefully, we find that the point moves upward here and downward here if omega squared is increased. So as a whole, if we increase the omega squared, then the point rotates about the origin. So each eigenmode has a specific value of the polar angle of the point. Okay, so the corresponding integer can be naturally regarded as the radial order. This is a basic idea of model classification. But unfortunately, there is a potential problem in this idea, which happens when the point comes exactly on the origin of this plane. Okay, actually, this corresponds to the degeneracy. In this context, degeneracy means the two eigenmodes with the same degree have the same eigenfrequency. Well, I should mention here that not a single example of such degeneracy has been found in numerical computations. But anyway, for mathematically complete argument, we have to worry about this case. So I would like to explain why this is problematic. To think about this situation, let us modify the equilibrium structure slightly. So there are two possibilities for the reaction of the curve on the plane. In the first case, the curve moves downwards. And in the second case, the curve moves upwards. In the first case, the degenerate mode are just split into two non-degenerate modes. This is not a problem. But in the second case, the modes are simply lost. This is really a problem. I would like to call this case as annihilation. Why this is so problematic? Let us observe the situation in another diagram. Here, the abscissa axis is a model sequence, while the ordinate is omega squared. And each curve corresponds to eigenvalues. Sorry. And annihilation happens here. So in model A, we see four eigenmodes, 1, 2, 3, 4. But we see only two modes in model B, 1 and 4. Clearly, eigenmodes that corresponds to mode 2 and mode 3 are missing in model B. So it's impossible to allocate continuous integral indices to eigenmodes of model B. So this is a problem for model classification. Actually, we do not have to worry about this case, because there are some mathematical theories. The first point is the problem of adiabatic stellar oscillations can be formulated as an eigenvalue problem of a self-adjoint operator. And the second point is eigenvalues of a self-adjoint operator are never lost by any perturbation as far as the perturbed operator remains self-adjoint. This is found in the textbook of mathematics. These theories mean following. Every degenerate eigenvalue must correspond to just crossing or merging of two eigenmodes, which does not complicate the mode classification. Well, here is the situation of crossing. As we see, the point is the number of eigenmodes are just preserved before and after the crossing. This is the reason why we can allocate four eigenmodes, four indices in both of models A and B. So actually, the degeneracy is not a problem to mode classification. Okay, once we understand that point, we can move on. And the next point is to devise a definition of polar angle on d omega squared d plane. Actually, this is possible for d, and this is easy. Here we have four solutions, yc1, yc2, ys1, and ys2, which we saw in the explanation of shooting method. Actually, the point is, it is also possible to express d omega squared in terms of these four solutions. And once we have expressions for d and d omega squared, it is possible to introduce the angle theta, which satisfies this condition. Here, in fact, only signs matter, so the amplitudes can be removed from the expression. And another remark is that this is not exactly the definition of theta, but this is a condition that theta must satisfy. The actual value of theta is computed by following the profiles of these four solutions. Okay. And this theta can be used to define the scheme of mode classification. And the first point is theta is adjusted so that the radial fundamental mode has the value of pi. This fixes the origin of theta. And then each eigenmode is characterized by theta equal n pi, where n is an integer. And this n is the radial order. And the point is, if we found degenerate modes, then those modes should have two consecutive values of radial orders. So if we plot the theta as a function of omega squared, we see this kind of structure. Well, if theta equal an integral multiple of pi, then we found an eigenmode. And these two points correspond to degenerate modes. An important point of this profile is that if we calculate theta for two different values of omega squared, then we can tell exactly which modes are found in a given interval of frequencies. Okay? So once we found the definition of radial order, it is straightforward to relate that radial order to the type of eigenmodes, which is summarized in this table. Actually, for positive value of n, the corresponding modes are just Pn mode. And for n equals 0, there is a difference between l equal 1 case and l equal 2 cases. This is because there is no F mode with positive frequency in the case of L equal 1. So this is the reason why there is a slight difference in the interpretations. But anyway, there is no ambiguity in mathematical classification. Okay, this is a summary. A scheme has been proposed to classify eigenmodes of adiabatic oscillations of spherically symmetric stars. And degenerate modes do not complicate the mode classification. They simply have two consecutive radial orders. The scheme accurately lets us know which modes are found in a given frequency interval by computing theta only at the boundaries of the interval. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.
Questions? Douglas?
Have you proved that for two degenerate modes, the formula for theta necessarily gives two different answers for the two modes?
No, sorry.
Have you proved that for two degenerate modes, the values of theta from your formula, which you didn't show us, necessarily give you different results so that you get a different classification?
Well, actually, we can arrange the definition so that the theta has two values, because we have only constraint on theta. And theta can be discontinuous at that point. Because, well, actually, I separate non-degenerate case and degenerate case. For non-degenerate case, I have a unique formula for theta. But for non-degenerate case, that formula doesn't work because we have something like 0 divided by 0 in the formula, in the expression. So we need to treat degenerate case separately. So in that case, we can arrange the definition of theta so that it has two values. Anyway, I will explain later.
Mike?
I just had a quick question, Masao.
Yes.
Normally, when we do it the old way, we have, you know, we compute some quantities and we look at a winding around an axis as you go from the center to the surface. Now, you briefly mentioned that you use the profile of the y functions. Is there a similar thing where you're going from center to surface? Because all you talked about was a fitting point somewhere in the middle.
Well, so, you mean which kind of profiles I actually use to compute theta?
I guess what I mean is, I don't see how you get a value for theta, because it looks like if you just have the fitting point, you're just going to plop something on a diagram. So how do I know how many times it went around?
The point is, I need all profiles of solutions, not the value of solutions at the fitting point. I need all profiles between the center and the fitting point, and fitting point and the surface. All profiles are needed.
Okay, last question, and for those who want to continue the discussion, the coffee break.
I just had two clarifications. The first one is, what's so different between L equals 1 and L equals 2 that one should have been so easier than the other?
Well, the point is, we can reduce the order of equations from 4 to 2 in the case of radial oscillation and dipole mode oscillation. Because, well, from mathematical point of view, we can find first integrals which are specific to L equals 0 and L equals 1.
Okay.
Well, so in that sense, the problem can be easier, much easier.
And then I lost track somewhere in the middle, because I thought that you were doing this construction initially at fixed L.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you were talking about degeneracies, you mentioned that you can have a degeneracy for two modes of different L at the same frequency.
No. For the same.
Still fixed L.
Okay, then thanks again, Masao. So now it's time for the coffee break, and we have 23 minutes. Okay, see you at 11.